Ladies and gentlemen, we're just here to let you know very quickly, for those of you tuning in with us here on the Green Jacket Radio Network, that we are in a delayed start. We fully intend to get this ball game played at capacity and with all nine innings getting completed and the fireworks show right afterwards. But at least for now, we have an estimated start time of 7 o'clock on the dot. First pitch is scheduled for that time. The tarp is off the field, and we truly hope to play this game. J.R. Ritchie and David Davalio will be the two that join us as the starting pitchers. We know we had some audio issues with you last night, but as of now, we believe all of those should be rectified, and as long as the field cooperates, then there should be no problem getting ourselves into the field of play. So once again, 7 o'clock on the dot will be our live time. Have the national anthem at about 6:57, and the Tax Slayer pregame show will begin at 6:50. So we will give you this brief update and then return in about a half an hour. For those of you that are curious as to where the baseball is, it will be played, but we will do it in just 30 minutes.
SRP Park is a smoke and vape-free facility, but we do have two designated smoking areas, one on each level of the ballpark. On the main concourse, you can smoke behind the Budweiser F9 Bar and Lounge down the third base side. On the upper level, smoking is permitted outside of the Wow Club and Verdant Landscape Terrace. Sometimes we get distracted, but for your own safety, please make sure to pay attention to the action on the field at all times. Bats, balls, and other flying objects may leave the playing field at any time. If you need medical attention, find a Green Jacket staff member or visit the Gold Cross First Aid Station located by the back nine grill on the third base side. By following these rules, we know all of you can enjoy your time at the ballpark. Martin and all of us with the Augusta Green Jackets are excited to have you with us, and we want to thank you for being a fan.
Comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night. highest level of care and professionalism at all times. We have a team of dedicated professionals who are always ready to respond to all, providing top-notch medical assistance when you need it most. We thank you for always trusting Gold Cross EMS. We will continue to be there for you in your time of need. Gold Cross EMS, your hometown hero, serving our community in the 45 years. And again, welcome to today's game.
Supporter of the Augusta Green Jackets. It's the call to the bullpen, Parker. Make sure to contact 811 before you dig. Whether you're a homeowner, contractor, or landscaper, always contact 811 before you dig so underground utility lines can be marked and you can prevent utility damage, service interruptions, and injuries. The service is free and available at georgia811.com or simply call 811.
I'm Changes Foundation, the Georgia and South Carolina's premier men's holistic recovery center, treating mind, body, soul, and spirit of the man. Come see us at GameChangersFoundationSC.org for more information.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA, your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today or visit Premworks.com.
Fans, you can vote for the NDI in the game presented by Premier Networks. You can vote for the NDI of the game presented by Premier Networks. Scan the QR code on the video board or the game day program to vote on who you think should be the Green Jackets NDI of the game based on how they perform on the field. We'll show you the results after the game. Sweet Boozy Ice Cream has arrived and they're located on the concourse. Sweet Boozy serves up tasty ice cream for kids and booze infused ice cream for adults. Once you've chosen your favorite flavor, you can top it off at our spectacular Dunder Cup Sunday Bar. Sweet Boozy is the best ice cream you'll ever have. Make sure to stop by today and get your sweetness on. And the Augusta Green Jackets are excited to partner with Sundin Singhal on CSRA Photography, our official chief photographer for the 2024 season. He captures the action on the field and is Augusta's headshot specialist. Visit CSRAHeadshots.com today. The Fosh and centrally located Holiday Inn Express in Tweeds, Augusta West, offers everything to make your next day a great one. They have free Wi-Fi as well as complimentary hot and cold breakfast buffet. No matter what brings you to Augusta, they promise to deliver the quality amenities you deserve and the outstanding service you come to expect from the Holiday Inn brand. Check them out online to book your next day. And hey, kids, check out the Wellstar MCG Health Kids Zone up behind center field. Kids well and under can enjoy our awesome inflatables, water slide, and our super fun jungle gym. Thanks to our friends at Great Outdoors Play. All day play wristbands are just $8, and sales end in the middle of the 7th inning.
Control, fertilization, mosquito control.
Green Jackets put down a successful punt, execute a sacrifice punt, or the Wood Ducks punt and get out. Section 103 will receive a buy-one, get-one coupon from Nothing But Kicks.
Keys to the game.
this already. The Village features delicious dining at Wrigley's Chop House, Rio de Cantina, and Southbound Smokehouse. The clubhouse at Riverside Village and Ironwood Apartments provide great living options on the banks of the Spam River. The Sweat Company is a trendy women keep bringing the best fashion to CSRA and nation. Shopping Swing is where you'll find the latest clothing items, shoes, jewelry, accessories, gifts, and a whole lot more. Learn more about this pristine area at RiversideVillageNA.com.
And welcome back to 803 night. It's great to be in North Augusta and wonderful to have all of our North Augustans at the ballgame tonight on 803 night. And we'll wrap up tonight's game with an amazing fireworks show up behind center field presented by the City of North Augusta and Riverside Village. Shot off by Joe Dirt Fireworks. Be sure to stay after the game for some great fireworks.
Hey, Chipotle Crew, Doug and Cody. Welcome to Green Jackets Baseball.
And make sure you catch us every single weekday at 7, 8, noon, 2, and 4. And try to guess the Kicks 99 secret sound. Thousands of dollars in local money to local winners right here in the CSRA.
ceremonial first pitches, Katie.
Good evening, everybody, again. Welcome to SRP Park. It is time for our ceremonial first pitches presented by Mega Softwash. Kicking it off, our MVP for the game is B.B. Langdon. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
It's a strike.
Very nice. Next, celebrating his seventh birthday, we have Harper. Whenever you're ready, Harper.
That's a strike. Good job, Harper.
And throwing out the first pitch for Bank of America is Brad Tyler, the community volunteer chair, who has led the Augusta Aiken Market in delivering over 14,000 volunteer hours in our local community since 2019.
Whenever you're ready. Yes, that's right. Thank you for all those volunteer hours.
Last but not least, we have Staff Sergeant Eduardo Rivera. Whenever you're ready.
That's us right. Thank you, Sergeant Rivera. Staff Sergeant. Fans, let's have a big hand for all of our first pitches brought to you by our good friends at Mega Softwash. Mega Softwash is Augusta's number one pressure washing company. Softwashing is the safest way to clean your property. Set up an appointment with Mega Softwash by visiting megasoftwash.com. There it is up on the wall, up on the video board. Well, megasoftwash.com. And now, fans, let's meet the starting lineup for the visiting Down Eastwood Ducks. Under manager, Carlos Maldonado. Pitching coach, Thomas St. Clair. Pitching coach is Ryan Bozo. Developmental coach is Wes Hunt. And developmental coach is Jorge Cortez. And athletic trainer is Michael Field. Strength and conditioning coach is Danny Mendoza. Leading off for the Down Eastwood Ducks, left fielder number 21, Jose De Jesus. Batting second, shortstop, number 27, is Henry Parkin. Batting third, our Miller Lite pattern of the game, designated hitter number 15, Jagger Barroso. Batting fourth, our first angle, full pattern of the game, catcher number 19, Julian Brock. Batting fifth, center fielder number 5, Jeremy Cabrera. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 25, Pablo Guerrero. Batting seventh, the third baseman, number 8, Esteban Mejia. Batting 8th, the second baseman, number 2, Chandler Pollard. And batting 9, the right fielder, number 24, Marcos Torres. And the starting pitcher tonight, for the Wood Ducks, right-hander number 20, David DePilio. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into SRP Park. Green Jackets trying to break out of a losing streak, and on a slightly delayed beginning, we are ready for baseball. Noah Adcock Howarth alongside Graham Simpson here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Down East has won each of the last four games here in this series, eight straight dating back to the previous homestand, and running into a Green Jacket squad that is still looking for their first win post-All-Star break. Two very different teams on very different tracks, but with the pitching matchup we have tonight, it really feels like it's anyone's game.
Yeah, pun intended, it's been a perfect storm for this game for the Green Jackets. J.R. Ritchie on the mound, the number three ranked prospect in the Braves system, was excellent the last time he pitched right here at SRP. He's facing a very valiant offense in the Wood Ducks, but it seems like the Green Jackets are starting to find out the bat. Junior Garcia, who's back in the lineup, he's going to be roaming center field tonight, had an excellent game. Will Verdung, who also had a couple hits, is back into the lineup. So it seems like the offense starting to click in, and with Ritchie on the mound, you're hoping for 5-6, maybe even 7 innings.
As JR continues to get healthier and healthier, it really feels like the only thing that's been able to stop him has been the weather. Each of his last two appearances coming during doubleheaders after previously canceled or suspended ball games. Tonight, we're hoping there's enough of a window for him to get a start in. But you mentioned it. His season debut was the last time he started here at SRP, and he went five hitless innings against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Those are two offenses that are very similar in Fayetteville and Down East. Although the Wood Ducks have more power in their lineup, it's two squads that have a good deal of strikeout rates that will rely on the long ball occasionally. And Ritchie, as he continues to stretch out, certainly a man that you trust. Now, on the other side, David Davalio, the 21-year-old right-hander in his second season with Down East, has been one of the most consistent arms in all of the Carolina League. 5-1, a 1.95 ERA, and you and I were talking about this before we got on air. He seems to do so many different things well, it's hard to really pinpoint one key piece.
Yeah, I mean, he can pitch around the zone. He can power you with fastballs. He has a lot of ways to beat you. He's also a great ground ball pitcher and one of those, you know, new age sort of righties where he's pitched to contact, but he can strike you out if he needs to. You got to get the ball in the air. And against Davalio, you got to lay off the sweeper. He does not throw the sweeper in the zone. It has a ton of bite to it, tunnels it well with the fastball. He's heavy fastball, heavy sweeper. Will throw in a split change in there sometimes, maybe even a curve that pops out of the hand, but you got to lay off the sweeper, take it for a ball, and really try and get a fastball in the zone that you can hit.
If there's one thing on Davalio, and this comes with an extreme caveat just given how good he's been, is the fact that July was his worst month of the season. And that number in July, still something nearly any other arm in this league would kill for. 2-0, a 3.26 ERA, but opponents did hit 270 off of Davalio in the fourth full month of the season. He allowed two runs or more in each of his last three starts, and for a guy with a sub-2 ERA, those numbers, if nothing else, do make him appear a bit more mortal.
I mean, yeah, and he's getting tired. 73-plus innings this year. He's probably going to be sitting around 80 by the time of this game. And he has dealt with injuries for the first 2 years of his career. Was in the Venezuelan Winter League this summer, pitched 30 innings there because the Rangers knew he was going to have a high workload. So you might see some fatigue from Davalio down the stretch.
The bullpens will definitely come into play today, whether the rain makes itself a factor or not. And there have been changes on both sides, including in the bullpen of the Wood Ducks. A late move last night that did not come in until right before game time. Kai Wynyard, the right-handed reliever out of Australia, promoted up to High A Kinston for the Wood Ducks. Green Jackets did not make a move on their pitching side today. There's a lot of moves that you have to figure coming in the next couple weeks, but that started tonight behind the plate. Jacob Godman, last year an undrafted free agent, has been the primary catcher since opening day. He'll now cede that role to Harry Owen. As Godman moves up to Rome, it also brings Jose Marcano off of the developmental list. Owen's catching back-to-back nights for just the second time in the last 35 games. It's a man that you trust behind the plate. He has controlled pitchers very well and worked with Ritchie in each of his last two starts. So there's a familiarity there, and that's what you want to see against this Down East offense.
Yeah, he's great defensively. He had a drop third strike early in the game. That wasn't really his fault, but other than that, he was excellent pouncing behind the dish. You mentioned Julian Brock last night was a workhorse. Well, Harry Owen's taken a page out of his book, back-to-back starts.
The catchers on both sides have been great, but we would be remiss here as we approach the final few minutes of the Tax Slayer pregame show before first pitch of the national anthem. Down East, 8 home runs in 4 games. They've left the yard in every contest so far and have 9 hits or more in every game, 10 hits or more in each of the first 3. Up and down this lineup, there's power, there's deceptive amounts of speed, You know that Down East is going to get a couple of their runs off. There's only so long they can be held in check. But if the offense can start to come together, and you were talking about it earlier, the Green Jackets have seen individual performances. If they can put together a line against Davalio where all nine are working in unison, this might be a chance for Augusta to get their first win of the week.
Yeah, and you really haven't seen every single bat have a good night, or at least eight or seven of those in the lineup in quite a while. So that's one thing you're going to look for. Just find something early against Davalio and run with it until he makes an adjustment. And going back to the Wood Ducks, I mean, they have been hitting the ball hard. Two guys have two home runs in this series, Vargas and Torres. Torres was off last night but had two home runs in the series opener. So those are the two guys that you really got to look out for to keep them in the yard.
Down East made a handful of changes to their lineup last night. They're right back to the same starting nine used in Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So there's familiarity there as the Green Jackets prepare to take the field. Augusta at the juncture we're at right now, working with just a three-man bench. Luis Guanipo will get the first day off he has since being called up after the All-Star break. De La Cruz, Wilmer De La Cruz, who was added before Tuesday's ball game, gets a day off after three straight games played on the infield. And, of course, Marcano, who's been with the team for the last 2 months, serving as the bullpen catcher in that developmental role, will be activated tonight. He is the backup catcher. You'll still likely see him in the pen. But there is somebody behind Harry Owen should anything go awry. We know from previous times in the season, the Green Jackets have not had the easiest run with guys behind the plate. Joe Olsovsky is your emergency catcher. He's played everywhere else on the infield. Might as well add that to the resume. But that's certainly something to keep in mind as Augusta sees a little bit of thinning behind the dish. Dominic Romero will be your home plate umpire. Liana Ricks is out in the field. There's a light show going here, and it's matched by some lightning behind center field. The storms are circling, but at this moment, we are dry. The field has held up well, and we hope to get you some baseball in. As the Green Jackets take the field, one last look at the Cintas standings board. Fredericksburg still up in the North Division. Down East and the Carolina Mudcats, both 3.5 games back of Fredericksburg. Down East 18-15 here in the second half. Back on the south side, Charleston 3 games up on Columbia. The River Dogs 20-12. The Fireflies 17-15. Augusta is slated to see the River Dogs for the first time on the road this season next week. There's a lot of dangerous-looking weather on the coast coming up with Tropical Storm Debbie making its way north. But if that ends up coming true, it could be a wet and wild week in the Holy City. So that's certainly something to keep an eye on. Charleston is looking to continue their run of success against the Green Jackets. But when we focus on the here and now, it will be Davalio and Richie, two strong pitching matchups, and then whatever the bullpen can offer will be a benefit. Two arms that like to go deep. And the Green Jackets trying to find a rhythm here at home. Offense has been strong for both sides. The Green Jacket offense has been better here at home. Just one home run this week for the Green Jackets, 8 for the Wood Ducks. Trying to change that against the vaunted right-hander Davalio. Jackets on the home side with the all-white uniforms back in black for the Wood Ducks. And with the Jackets having taken the field, we are ready for the playing of the anthem. And finally, game number 5 in this 6-game series.
Remain standing until the colors of the United States have left the playing field.
And with that, we welcome you back into the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Did we play a rendition of Chris Stapleton because we didn't have anybody in-house? Maybe we did. That's not the point. Noah Adcock-Howth alongside Graham Simpson. Four consecutive victories for the Down East Wood Ducks to start off this series. First of two and the only one here at SRP Park between these two sides. Manager Carlos Maldonado trotted out the exact same lineup on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. After a bit of a reformation last night, he returned to that same nine. Jose De Jesus, Ashedri Vargas, and Baker Barroso at the top three. De Jesus slides from center to left for the first time this week. Julian Brock's been a stalwart behind the plate. He'll be hitting cleanup with Yeremy Cabrera behind him and Pablo Guerrero. Esteban Mejia at third, Chandler Pollard at second, and Marcos Torres in right, rounding out this strong lineup for the Wood Ducks.
And they'll face J.R. Ritchie, the righty who is on the mound throwing his warm-up pitches right now, making his fourth appearance for the Green Jackets since being called up after a bit of a stint in the Complex League. 12 innings, 3 ERA, struck out 14, he's walked 5. He was the 35th overall pick in 2022, coming off Tommy John in May of 2023 as he is facing the Wood Ducks for the first time. His last start here at home was the 12th against Fayetteville. Got the win. 5 innings, no hits, no runs, only 1 walk, struck out 7. Struggled a little bit on the road. Took the loss last time against Myrtle Beach, giving up 2 earned runs, walked 2, and struck out 4. But he's facing a very good lineup in the Down East Wood Ducks, especially at the top. A lot of power. He's going to have to manufacture some outs early on in this game.
It's a lineup that's not too different from the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who he faced last time out. Lost that one 2-0 in a 7-inning ball game. A pair of solo shots in the fourth. The only real trouble he got into, there's equal amounts of power and speed for Down East, and they've shown off both across this season. Delayed start about 35 minutes due to rain, but Richie facing Jose De Jesus, who begins the night with a base hit back up the middle. 7:07 first pitch, and De Jesus had waited long enough.
So many times we've seen Down East go right back up the middle, especially on a first pitch fastball, and De Jesus, after the off day yesterday, wasted no time.
In the issues on the road for Augusta in terms of finding that first victory, a lot of the problems came from early offense from the opposition. Green Jackets opponents have scored first in 11 of the last 12 ball games. Batter is the dangerous shortstop, Ashedri Vargas. He takes a fastball outside. Green Jacket offense has certainly looked better this week, and each passing game outside of the All-Star break has been better than the last. Took a bit of a step back last night in a 4-0 shutout. Richie from the stretch misses outside. Fastball, slider, and changeup for JR. Still looking to reclaim the velo he had pre-surgery, but he'll often sit 92-94 since coming back, and the slider is the best pitch out of the three. DeJesus, great speed over at first and a sizable lead. On the move with a 2-0. Slider taken down the middle for strike one. The throw is right on target. Out is the call. Boy, you can't place a throw any better than Harry Owen just did.
Put it right in the breadbasket, and Luis Sanchez had the easy job applying the tag. DeJesus is pretty good on the base paths, but that was in the complex league. He's now 0-2 joining single A.
DeJesus' numbers coming in the complex were stellar. We expected to see that speed. He was 21 of 29. 2-1 slider misses outside. So the numbers in the FCL showed that he could be caught at times. Got a good jump there, just a better throw from the veteran catcher. Back to the windup. The 3-1 fastball is on the outside corner. Everything moves well for Richie. You'll see that on the opposite side with David Davalio for down east. Nothing ends up very straight. Slider outside, ball four. Back-to-back base runners for the Wood Ducks to begin the evening.
Vargas, not a guy to walk a ton, just his 19th and a 71st game. And after you got the caught stealing, you're looking for Richie to settle in, but he's yet to find the zone consistently.
Vargas has had much more success stealing at the single-A level compared to DeJesus, but they have similar amounts of speed. One on, one out for the DH, Baker Barroso. He's alternated between first base and the designated hitter spot. Outside ball one. Everything missing glove side for J.R. Richie to start. And he had his routine disrupted slightly with the 32-minute delay to the start due to lightning and rain that is still hovering around the area. 1-0 on the ground to third as a big bolt of lightning goes behind second. Tough play at third and handled by Cam McGee. Knocked it down, found Verdung, good scoop on the back half, and the Green Jackets will get out number two.
Had some funky spin off the bat and was just to the right of the third base bag. McGee had a slight bobble, but what a throw that touched the ground once and made it easy for Verdung to stretch out just in time to get the speedy runner.
Athleticism on both sides. McGee and Verdung are your corner infielders. John Heal and Luis Sanchez up the middle. Julian Brock, the hard-hitting catcher, checks in from the right side. Noah Williams in left, Junior Garcia in center, and Cade Kern in right. Slider caught by Harry Owen, the backstop for strike one. It's the first time Garcia plays center at the single-A level. We've seen Kern, Drake, and Guanipa all play out there in the last couple weeks. Vargas bouncing back and forth at second. Slider narrowly evades the outside corner. Good stoppage of the bat by Brock, 1-1. Guanipa getting a rare day off today with Isaiah being placed on the injured list a couple nights ago. There's a little bit of a lack of depth in the outfield, but a lot of versatility for the ones that are healthy. Fastball on the outer edge, 1-2. Still looking to get the stadium radar gun in full effect. But Richie looks to be settling in 91-93 the way he so often does.
That last pitch was good. Stuck it low and away. That was the pitch he was trying to get earlier in ABs, but he was missing on the outside.
One strike away from working out of the inning, and he goes to the fastball for strike three. First punch out of the night for Richie. Found the command and posts a zero. The red-hot right-hander David Davalio will take the ball for down east when we come back to SRP Park.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, all for only $30 a month.
First-year skipper Winston Sawyer trotting out some changes to his lineup. John Heel leads off for the first time. Garcia, Verdung, and Owen behind him. Sanchez, Olsowski, and Kern 5-6-7 with Noah Williams and Cam McGee rounding out the order.
Davalio, the righty, 6'1", 175 out of Venezuela. The 21-year-old has a four-pitch mix, two-seam fastball, sweeper, curve, and splitter.
John Heel over top of the first pitch fastball. Everything moves for Davalio, and that's going to be the key to his success. Fastball anywhere from 89 to 93. Mixes in a sweeper, slider, and changeup. On the ground, foul, nothing in two. Numbers are phenomenal for Davalio and have been all season long. Sub-2 ERA, handful of wins under his belt, and not afraid to go deep in ball games. Heel behind, nothing in two on back-to-back two seams. Davalio from the stretch goes to the sweeper for strike three. Had Heel lunging and a very quick out number one for Davalio.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to lay off that sweeper. We know it's not going to be thrown for many strikes, but he will get a lot of strikeouts with it.
He'll mix the sweeper and 12-6 curveball. Sweeper primarily against right-handers. The curve has incredibly high spin and used against left-handers. And here is the first of three that will hit from the left side, Junior Garcia. First pitch fastball throttled out of play. Garcia changing up the lumber tonight, going to the all-pink bat for the first time that we've seen from him.
How about that? Two hits yesterday. Get a start center field and a pink bat.
Look good, feel good, play good. 0-1 at the knees, called a strike. Hardest pitch of the night so far at 93. Both arm side movement and sink on the two-seam for Davalio. One thing he will not do is find the big part of the zone. 0-2 curveball chased in the dirt. Brock will have to make the play, and the ball is dropped over at first, but picked up in time by Guerrero. Nearly a costly miscue for Guerrero over at first, but six pitches, six strikes, and two punch-outs.
Yeah, Davalio started on that second-to-last pitch, a two-seamer that started at the knees of Garcia and then dipped into the zone and then tunneled that with the sweeper on the back foot and got the strikeout. Two Ks to start off the night.
Fastball, fastball, breaking ball to both Heel and Garcia. DeJesus Cabrera and Torres, your outfield, as Will Verdung steps in. Mejia, Vargas, Pollard, Guerrero around the infield with Brock catching. Fastball gets the call on the outside corner. Seven pitches, seven strikes. Everything painted up on the edges. 0-1 slider spun out of play. Nothing in two. There's the first time we see the sweeper away from a two-strike count. One strike away.
Got a battle here if you're Verdung.
On the ground to the right side, a diving stop by Pollard deep in the hole. Over to first. Safe is the call. Liana Ricks on a bang-bang play takes away a highlight reel out from Chandler Pollard.
Yeah, Pollard with the dive and the stab, and he's getting the applause from Davalio, who loved the effort. He's going to have to deal with a base runner. Good news, though, for Davalio, 80% of the runners that have reached base against him have been left on.
It's an impeccable number and something that every single arm seems to strive for. Verdung hustling out of the box, barely able to beat the throw from Pollard. Two outs and a man at first for Harry Owen, catching for the second time in a row. Fastball low and out. There's the first ball of the night for Davalio. Owen, at least as long as the roster stays in present construction, will have a key role behind the plate. Jacob Godman promoted to roam this afternoon. Owen out in front of the sweeper, 1-1. Has struggled with right-on-right breaking balls at times this year, especially ones that go strike to ball like that pitch did. 0-1 for 7 in 2 games played. Verdung on the move. Sweeper outside. Brock, a high throw. The snap tag. Safe. Throw a little bit too far upstairs for Chandler Pollard to put the tag on. Verdung now 17 of 21. One behind Cam McGee for the active team high.
He's been running a lot. That was the second stolen bag of the series for Verdung.
Green Jackets have been hyper-aggressive all season and long. Two balls and a strike. Fastball paints the knees. Low and outside corner, framed well by Brock. Evens the count on Owen. Jackets haven't struck first all week long, but are 26-13 when they do so. Two out of every three a victory. 2-2. In the dirt and off the mitt by Brock. He just punched that one back towards the mound. Kept it close, kept it in front. No chance for Verdung to advance. Not the most orthodox way to block up a ball in the dirt, but they all count the same. Davalio's command has been sound all season long. Count runs full for the first time. Payoff to Owen. Fastball popped up on the first base side. Pablo Guerrero into foul territory. Dodges the base coach and makes the catch. Green Jackets do get a two-out runner in scoring position, but cannot bring him home. No score after one.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
J.R. Ritchie, a scoreless first frame in inning number one. Allowed a single and a walk, but was a huge beneficiary of the caught stealing. Harry Owen has now caught 11 runners in 56 tries, just shy of 20% on the season. Yeremy Cabrera in his first week of the Carolina League level in center field for the first time tonight. One of two true lefties in the lineup, along with Marcos Torres. Shows bunt running out of the box, and the fastball evades the zone.
Surprised he was able to pull back. Looked like he might have stabbed at it.
Just off the inside corner, 1-0. Cam McGee had been playing deep at third. Now he's even with the bag. 1-0 fastball just below the knees, called strike one. Ritchie comfortably 91-92 so far. Outfield is decently shallow in left and center. Changeup cracked into right center. Kern was the deepest of the three, and it falls in the gap for a base hit. Back-to-back frames begin with a leadoff single against J.R. Ritchie.
Yeah, left the changeup a little too high in the zone right there. And Cabrera, a very good hitter, wasted no time. And again, every single hit seems to go over second base or somewhere in that vicinity. That time it was shaded towards right center on the single.
Both sides have been at their best when they've worked up the middle. Wood Ducks get another runner on. Cabrera, solid speed. It's the powerful frame of Pablo Guerrero batting at first base. Ritchie back out of the stretch. Fastball at the top of the zone, strike one. Everything Ritchie throws has very high spin. The fastball just above league average at the major league level. Slider about 200 RPMs above. And even the changeup has a good deal of spin upon it as well. Can be difficult to pick up at times, especially around the corners of the zone. Long hold, runner goes. Slider is outside. Owen's throw is high. Cabrera gets his third steal in as many tries this week. First runner in scoring position for either side. Down East early. Nobody out and a man at second. 1-1 on Guerrero. Slider bounced back up the center. Under the glove of Sanchez and into center field. Softly hit single. Puts the Wood Ducks up 1-0. Cabrera flying around third without a play.
Infield was shifted to the pull hitter Guerrero, and Sanchez, the second baseman, had a very long run, a great effort, even lost his glove in the process, but is softly hit up the middle, perfectly placed, and the Wood Ducks take an early lead.
Guerrero's fifth RBI in five games played. He's now 5-for-16, and all but one swing have driven in a run. One on, nobody out for Esteban Mejia. Two singles and a steal, put the Wood Ducks on the board. Fastball at the thighs, 0-1. Richie made an attempt to try to get that play. Ball was just underneath his mitt. Had he been able to snare it, he would have had Cabrera hung out to dry between second and third. Fastball low evens the count. Mejia 4-for-16 with 8 strikeouts, so the swing and miss, like so many others for Down East, has been there. Richie, one strikeout in one inning so far. Ball and a strike to Mejia. Fastball paints the corner once again. Dominic Romero has been consistent so far.
That's when Richie's been at his best. Low and away with the fastball. He's been able to stick it down in the zone.
Trying to stay out of the big portion. Wood Ducks will make you pay if you find it up. 1-2. There is a high fastball just off the outside corner. Mejia unwilling to oblige, evening the count. Green Jackets continue to shift up the middle against Down East. They have done very well at going up the center offensively for the Wood Ducks, but right-handers have not been afraid to pull it into the open left field corner. Slider off the end of the bat towards the on-deck circle where Chandler Pollard resides. Richie looking for his first out of the day. Davalio doesn't need much run support to be successful. And if the Woodies can build a big inning here, it could be back-breaking early in the game for Augusta. Slider called strike three. Got a ball off the outside corner. Dominic Romero gives the call to the Green Jackets. Out number one recorded in the top of the second.
That was a smart pitch, especially to a guy like Mejia, who has great bat-to-ball skills. Froze him on that off-speed, and he has 4 hits. Was hitless yesterday, but had a couple of hits early in this series. So that's a guy you want to keep cold.
One man who has not been cold is Chandler Pollard. Second home run of his season last night. Shows bunt and pulls back. Fastball just outside. Pollard 5-for-13. A couple runs driven in. Short lead for Pablo Guerrero. Not a huge threat to go. Pollard once again shows bunt and the pitch misses high. Pollard's got the best speed on this roster, and with Drake not healthy at this current juncture, you can make the argument Pollard's the fastest man on either side. 2-0 not squaring. Outside ball three. 3 straight close misses on fastballs for J.R. Richie.
Yeah, some of those just tailing away from the zone. The arm side run, it's not been doing them kind so far.
See if Pollard has the green light. Richie coming home. Fastball at the top of the zone as another huge burst of lightning goes behind the outfield. It's close enough to make an impact. It's not going to delay this game at the moment, but it certainly has caught the eye. Guerrero on the move. Slider flared out to left field. Off the end of the bat, Williams coming in. Guerrero sprinting back to first. Will be there without a play. Powerful swing for Pollard, but off the end of the bat, narrowly misses the barrel. Front door breaking ball came back towards the zone. Pollard is out number two.
Yeah, good job to get weak contact on the breaking ball. Pulled the string, did Richie. And needs to get out this inning, just giving up a run.
The thunder rolls across SRP Park. Last man to bat is Marcos Torres. He tips the fastball into the mitt. Both of these managers are praying for the rain to stay out, especially before we get to five. Green Jackets have been burnt by weather that has eliminated starting pitchers early. Winston Sawyer would not like to see that happen again. Carlos Maldonado has his ace on the mound. It's a benefit to both defenses to keep your starter as long as possible.
Pretty big pull side shift right here for the Jackets.
on the pickoff, first of the night for Richie. Guerrero's in standing. Pablo not a ton of stolen bases in the Arizona Complex League, but moves well, especially for his strong frame. 1-1 fastball upstairs. Heavy fastball diet for J.R. Richie. Torres, a dead red fastball hitter. 3-for-11 with 5 strikeouts, but has 2 home runs, both of which came in the opener on Tuesday. Tag Garrett Bauman for the only 2 home runs he's allowed in his pro career. 2 balls and a strike. Changeup runs away from the zone. Ball 3. Command and velocity have a tendency to take some time to get back, and Richie, who's just about 14 months post-operation on the elbow. Runner on the move. Fastball fouled back. Guerrero will have to return.
Might want to go back to that fastball. Really late swing from Torres. He took steps out the box, shaking his head. So if you get that elevated, some good movement, you might get a swing and a miss.
It was a fastball and a fastball count, but the spin and the movement had Torres off balance. 3-2 pitch, runner on the move. Breaking ball, strike 3, swinging. He went around, no appeal granted for Torres. 2 strikeouts in the inning, but an RBI single from Pablo Guerrero puts the Wood Ducks up in front in the second inning.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. Yeah. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP. Green Jackets trail 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Augusta mustering a 2-out single from Will Verdung was his 4th hit in 10 tries. Verdung stole second but was left out there with 2 outs by David Davalio. Davalio facing Sanchez, Olsovsky, and Kern in Augusta's lineup. 3 consecutive right-handers against their fellow righty. Luis Sanchez 2-for-10 this week, a couple of walks. So been on base at a 33% rate. Out in front of the sweeper, tipping it into the mitt for strike 1.
Interesting to go first pitch sweeper. We saw fastball, fastball, fastball in that first inning.
And what we saw in the first is usually what you will see. Sanchez fouls the second consecutive sweeper back. But Davalio, especially against right-handers, about 70% first pitch fastballs. With nobody on base, that number increases even further. Target low and away. Third straight sweeper popped up behind short. Couple steps back for a Shedri Vargas. Puts away Sanchez.
Yeah, I'm certain Sanchez was not expecting 3 straight off speeds. And he made contact with all of them. But, again, you're looking for that heater that's moving a ton towards the outside. He just didn't get one. Was left fooled right there, that AB.
Joe Olsovsky will see Davalio for the first time. Fastball off the outside corner. There are some pitchers, and it becomes more prevalent as you move up into the higher ranks of the minors, where the breaking ball is their primary pitch, and 3 straight sliders is not uncommon. Olsovsky drives it out to left field, just missed the barrel, and in front of the track, DeJesus collides with Cabrera, and the ball is down. Miscommunication in left center field, and Olsovsky takes advantage.
Wow, bad communication. DeJesus seems like he was lining it up, and then Cabrera came out of nowhere.
DeJesus was as camped as camp can be. Olsovsky got a fastball to hit thigh high. Looked like it just missed the big sweet spot. But when you're living right, you're living right. Olsovsky on base for the fourth time this week. Fifth time, pardon me. It's going to be an E8 as it hit off the glove of Yeremy Cabrera.
And good running, too. He's at second base.
One on, one out for Kern. Slider on the outside corner. Looked like we had a pitch timer violation before Kern stepped in, so it's a ball and a strike on him.
Add insult to injury right there.
Kern, 1 for 15, has played in every game this week. Fastball bounced to shortstop. Good read for Olsovsky to third. Vargas, low throw to first, puts away Kern. A productive second out. Green Jackets 90 feet away from tying the game. Against Davalio, as dominant as he has shown the capability to be, have to take advantage of that error. Here's Noah Williams.
Yeah, not too many times a routine fly ball to left center field is going to get botched by the center fielder. And against a pitcher with the status of Davalio, you got to make him pay.
Curveball, first one that Williams sees. First pitch curveball.
Ton of get me overs here in this inning.
Enough movement to get away with those. Nothing in one on the switch hitter. Back to the off-speed Williams, about half a mile in front. Good changeup, first of the night on the split change from Davalio.
First curveball, first split change, back-to-back pitches. He has thrown all of his arsenal through the first two innings, and he has kept the Green Jackets guessing at the plate.
Looking to leave Olsovsky at third. Strike three on the changeup, went right back to it. Williams retired on three pitches. Green Jackets leave a man in scoring position for the second inning in a row, down 1-0.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
A run on three hits in two innings for the Wood Ducks against J.R. Ritchie. JR continues to work his way back, and despite the late start, between the two levels he's thrown this year, he's already at a career high in innings, 19 and a third, 12 of which have come with Augusta over three starts. Season high is five frames back against Fayetteville, trying to replicate that length here against Marcos Torres. Correction is Jose DeJesus. 1-2-3 getting their second look at Ritchie. He'll begin the third with a fastball outside. DeJesus on the first pitch of the ball game singled back up the middle and was then caught stealing by Harry Owen. Ritchie, the 1-0 breaking ball, popped into shallow left field. Noah Williams charging on. Plenty of time for the play and good communication with Heel, which is easier said than done tonight.
Yeah, good job by Ritchie as well. Second time he's gotten soft contact out to left field on that breaker. Seems like it's working for him early.
It's a slider that stayed up a little bit for Ritchie, but the movement and the sharpness allows you to be disadvantageous at times. Fastball on the corner to Ashedri. Vargas painted up.
And he's made a slight adjustment. He's now first base side of the rubber. Was more of a crossfire in that last inning.
Nothing in one. Slider has Vargas waving. Three strikeouts so far for J.R. Ritchie. And as we talked about in the Tax Slayer pregame show, Down East hitters, despite all the offense they've put up, have struck out 10-plus times in three of the four games this week. Slider high out to left field. Williams carrying back, and it is out of here. Third home run of the week for Ashedri Vargas, team high 12th of this season. Breaking ball hung, and that one he did not get away with.
They just cannot get Vargas out. Now reach for the second time with that solo shot. You mentioned his third home run of the series. Great power numbers, his 12th of the year. And it's that slider that looked good, but if you leave it over the plate too many times, these hitters will see it. And Vargas lift off into left field.
Not the place you want that ball to be on 0-2. 99 off the bat, 362 the distance. High in the sky. Fastball outside to begin the at-bat of Baker Barroso. Richie's now allowed three home runs in a Green Jacket uniform that have come all in his last two starts. All of them have been solo shots, however. Fastball 1-1. So he's done his best work when there have been men on base. All three home runs have come on that slider. 1-1-2, Barroso misses upstairs. Green Jackets have had limited chances. Man at third base with two outs in each of the first two innings. Popped up by Barroso. Kern in, Garcia over. Junior Garcia takes advantage of the perk center field gives him and uses the priority for out number two.
Yeah, straight back to that lofted weak contact for the Wood Ducks. Hopefully it's just an outlier on that Vargas home run. You cannot change the approach due to one solo shot. If you're Richie, you got to stay to the game plan.
And Richie's always been a very cerebral pitcher. 1-0 on Julian Brock after the fastball. Very much a thinking man's arm, knows what he wants to do on the rubber, and understands his body and his type of pitching very well. Fastball 1-1. Lots of fastballs early in counts for Richie. Breaking ball has done its best work when he is ahead. More lightning behind the clubhouse in left. 1-1 to Brock. Waves at the slider. That breaking ball and the one he threw to get Barroso out is what he was looking to do with the slider against Vargas. Instead, it stayed up a bit closer to the center, and Vargas made him pay. Brock steps out and uses his timeout. Struck out in his first at-bat, trying to avoid the same fate. Richie the 1-2. Strike three on the slider. Back to the breaking ball. All four batters retired or in play on that slider. Ashedri Vargas doubles the lead with a solo shot. 2-0 halfway through the third.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Multi-run lead to protect for David Davalio. Green Jackets trailing 2-0 halfway through the third. It'll be McGee, Heel, and Garcia, two lefties and a righty for Augusta, as they get another look at Davalio. A hit and an error so far against the right-hander with three strikeouts. McGee 2-for-9 on the week. Both of his knocks have been backside singles from the lefty. And if he gets a fastball running away from the body, his opposite-handed swing will lend itself well to the movement of the fastball. Third baseman Mejia in protecting for the bunt. McGee does go inside out on the fastball, but hooks it foul for strike one.
With Sanchez back in the lineup, McGee went from the 8-hole to the 9-hole tonight, so he might see a heavy dosage of those two-seam fastballs that might be able to catch his barrel.
Cam's the only man on this roster to have hit in all nine spots in the lineup this season for Winston Sawyer. Changeup misses out 1-1. Luis Sanchez has hit in 8 of the 9 everywhere but that 9 spot. McGee and Sanchez have both been here all season long, and despite McGee missing a few weeks with a hamstring issue, he's been in this lineup regularly. Fastball low, 2-1. Cam hitting 200 on the year, a homer and 13 RBIs. His only home run of the season came back on his 21st birthday when we were in Fayetteville on June 1st. Curveball fouled back. Cam trying to hang deep. That is a slow looping curve. Comes in at 71. 20 mile an hour plus difference between the fastball and the curveball. 2-2. Breaking ball. To the pole side, out to right. Torres drifting back now, charging in. Ball caught in the jet stream. A long run to make the play.
Yeah, I was fooled as well, just like Torres. So that one might have a chance to reach near the warning track. Instead, it got hung up in the wind, which is swirling here at SRP, and it made it a much tougher play for Torres out in right.
Wind's coming straight off the Savannah River behind right field. Back to the top for John Heal. First pitch, swing on a ground to third base. No cone catch for Mejia, and the speedy Heal is retired on one pitch.
Boy, Mejia all series long has been having great plays defensively at third. That is just another example of that.
Mejia and Vargas on the left side of that infield have been fantastic. Vargas one error yesterday on a strange play, a very rare happenstance on the pickle. Other than that, flawless.
Yeah, infield defense has been fantastic throughout the four games, now five for the Wood Ducks.
Junior Garcia also first pitch swinging on the ground to Chandler Pollard, who was positioned perfectly in the shift. Very quick inning for Davalio. Six pitches, three outs, and he maintains a two-run lead.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yep, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
On to the top of the fourth, and with a play-by-play, it's Graham Simpson.
Thank you very much, Noah. Great job as always. On the mound still is J.R. Ritchie. He's got 49 total pitches. The first one of this inning will be his 50th. Three innings of work. Four hits, two runs, both of them earned. He struck out four, and he's walked one. Struggled with this part of the order first time through. Starts off with Yermy Cabrera, the center fielder. That is single and a stolen base his first time up. Swinging it from the left side, and the first pitch from Ritchie. His 50th of the game is upstairs on a heater, 90 miles an hour.
As we get into the middle innings, not uncommon for Ritchie to take a bit longer to find his prime velocity.
That's a swing and a foul back. Evens the count 1-1.
We've seen as he tries to work for further longevity, he'll begin the frame 89-90. Actually had an injury check when it first happened in Kannapolis, but he'll build up to the low to mid-90s as the inning goes on.
Three hits in the series for Cabrera. Takes a slider off the plate. Now two balls and a strike. Does have a double as well. That was his only double of the year.
Part of this newfound trio that came up from the Complex League, and all three have impressed immediately. That's a lot easier said than done.
2-1, a swing and a miss. Nasty slider in from Richie towards the back door. Way out in front was Cabrera. See if Richie can make the adjustment after giving up the hit to the young lefty the first time up. The pitch. Missed in the dirt. Good stop. Nobody aboard.
Doubled up with that changeup. Not a bad idea fading away from the lefty Cabrera. Changeup has improved start after start, and it has intense horizontal movement. 20 inches of arm side run on that change.
Full count. Swing and a miss. Went back to the change. Three straight pitches for Richie on that changeup. He disposes of Cabrera, and here comes Pablo Guerrero, the guy who got a hit on him the last time he faced him. It was an RBI single.
Guerrero put a good swing on last time up. He's done that time and time again. Still the one true mistake was to Ishedri Vargas, but Richie has impressed through 3 1/3.
First pitch, Guerrero, a swing and a ground ball to John Hewlett, short on two hops. He'll take care of Guerrero, who grounds out on the first pitch. Two quick outs in the fourth.
That expedience would do Richie well. We saw what Davalio did with a six-pitch third in the bottom half. Richie's already at 56 pitches through 3 2/3. If he wants to preserve to go into the fifth or longer, getting the out here would help.
Righty-righty matchup as Mejia swings through a first-pitch slider. Mejia struck out looking his first time aboard. He's had a good series. He's 4-for-17 now. That was his ninth strikeout, though, against the Green Jackets. Looks at a slider away, 1-1.
Down east towards the top coming into this week in strikeouts amongst the Carolina League teams, and it's only gone up from the pitching staff of Augusta.
Just missed on a fastball low and away.
It's a combination of the aggressive approach for the Wood Ducks and the sheer stuff that we've seen tick up for the Green Jacket pitchers, especially the starters.
2-1 hurled in. Fastball shot fouled on the first baseline. Mejia playing in his fifth game of the series, so he's been at third base every single game here at SRP. He struggled against the stuff of Richie. Was late on the fastball there. It's now 2-2. The pitch. On the ground again to short. John Hill takes it on a knee high. And the throw across the diamond is in time. A quick 1-2-3 in the fourth as the Green Jackets will get to work at the plate when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Welcome back to SRP Park. The Down East Wood Ducks lead the Augusta Green Jackets 2-0. Graham Simpson, Noah Adcock, Howith with you on the call as it'll be 3-4-5 to up in the bottom of the fourth to face Davalio. He's been very economical. 32 pitches in three innings. His first of the fourth is a sweeper that touches the outside corner. Wilverdung, 1-for-1, had a stolen bag his first time up. Had two hits yesterday and picked up right where he left off. It's been great in the three hole. swinging a soft tapper to third. Mejia on the backhand whips the throw across in time. And three straight groundouts dating back to that last inning for Davalio. He has a 45% ground ball rate and a great defense behind him.
Back-to-back nights where the starter for the Wood Ducks has been ground ball heavy. Davalio tonight. Colton Curtis had it a couple nights ago as well, but Brian Mendoza really living and dying by it. And when you have this defense behind you, it's easy to be that type of pitcher.
The catcher, Harry Owen. Swing on the first pitch, and another time, he'll have to charge. And the throw is a strike to first. Two very quick outs for Davalio on the mound, who is already making great work. And two quick down for the Green Jackets in the bottom of the fourth.
Five outs on nine pitches for Davalio, nearly unheard of. The Green Jackets, when they're trailing in the middle innings, have a tendency to do this, get hyper-aggressive at the plate. And it is not serving them against Davalio.
Sanchez, the second baseman, another righty, takes the first pitch. And, of course, it's a strike from Davalio using the off-speed on the first pitch, something he hasn't done a ton this year. He has been excellent all season long for the Rangers affiliate. Fastball upstairs. They will appeal down to first. And, of course, there was no swing from Sanchez. A ball and a strike. Three runs or fewer for Augusta, 11 of the last 14 games. Swing and a miss by Sanchez. And the Green Jackets down to their final strike here in the frame.
Dominic Romero was going back and forth with the Downey's dugout prior to that pitch. I don't think he ever appealed to Liana on the check swing, and they were not happy about that.
The 1-2. That shot foul up in the seats right field line. Sanchez, two hits in the series. Had an off day yesterday. Batting 227 coming into this contest. That took one dip down to 226 after his first AB. He awaits on the 1-2. That's on the ground, a short, ranging to his left is Vargas, and the throw across his body is in time. And another ground ball as Davalio has retired his last eight. We'll go to the fifth with the Wood Ducks up 2-0.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Down East up by two runs, J.R. Ritchie back on the mound. It was a bit of a weird start for him. We were delayed due to rain. We had a torrential downpour about 3 hours before first pitch. We were unsure how much of this game we were going to get in. Here's the first pitch. It's taken for a strike by Pollard. Actually, that was a ball at the outside. A rainbow has appeared out in the skyline over center field. And the sun's starting to peek through. Here's the 1-0. Another fastball, that time in the zone, 1-1. Chandler Pollard flew out to left field his last time up. Had a great series so far, five hits, including a home run last night just right of the scoreboard and left. Foul tipped on a slider, now 1-2. Good job from Ritchie to use that off speed after two straight fastballs. He's now ahead of a ball and two strikes to the leadoff man in the inning.
Pollard just missed the breaking ball leaving the yard last time up, narrowly evaded the barrel, and with Adam Shoemaker already throwing in the pen, wonder how much longer we'll see Ritchie.
The winds and the 1-2. Another slider that time Pollard lays off.
It's a good location for that breaking ball, though. See if Pollard will go fishing when you have a couple pitches to work with. Chandler has expanded the zone a couple times already this week.
Pollard's been one of those everyday lineup guys for Down East, playing in his 75th game, and takes a fastball right down the middle for a called strike three. A strikeout for Richie. That'll be his fifth, and there's one down.
Ran back from the outside corner towards the center portion of the zone. Ended up staying a little bit further out than I think Pollard believed it might, but just gave up and got frozen.
That was the sixth strikeout by J.R. Richie. My apologies. The lefty Torres. Take one just off the inside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Richie saying that was all you're going to give. Unhappy with that call. 1-0. Goes right back to the fastball, that time in the zone against Torres. Batting 182 coming into this contest.
That one a bit further off than the previous pitch was, but that's how the zone has been.
Missed a slider in. Torres in his 77th game, 45 total hits for the outfielder. But he has made his hay against the Green Jackets here at SRP. The 2-1. That's flied out into foul territory past third base, giving it a run as McGee, but it does find the seats. It's now 2-2. One away, nobody on the base paths as the Wood Ducks lead 2-0. Had one in the second, one in the third against Richie. The one in the third was a solo shot by Vargas. That was his third home run of the series. Richie is set, and he uncorks the 2-2. And that's another called strike three. Change up froze him, and two backwards K's for J.R. Richie to start off his inning.
This is the best we've seen that change up from J.R. Gives him such a weapon against left-handed hitters. The strikeout numbers, he's tied his season high already. It's everything you could hope for, save for the 2-0 deficit from J.R. Richie.
Jose De Jesus on the inside for ball one on the first pitch. Another fastball again at 90 miles an hour from the third-ranked prospect in the Braves organization. De Jesus just getting the call up. He has been fantastic. Another hit in this game. He's 1-for-2. All six of his hits have been singles. Struck out four times, but he's 0-for-2. Still stealing bases as he was caught stealing in the first inning. 2-0 was swinging a sharp liner into right field. Second hit of the day. The sixth of the series. Seventh of the series, excuse me, for De Jesus. All of them singles. And a two-out base runner for Down East.
That's what he's here to do. He is such a prototypical leadoff hitter. Not a ton of power, but can go to all sides of the field. Fantastic bat-to-ball skills. And even though the steals haven't come along so far, it is plus speed from the left side. And it looks like Winston Sawyer wants to make a move.
Sawyer coming out of the third base dugout. We might have a pitching change as Richie will go back and forth with his manager, and a new pitcher will come into the contest. Well, maybe not. They haven't made the official call yet. That was Shoemaker who was running out, had to go back because the home plate umpire told him so, and now he'll jog in. So there is a pitching change. There's two outs in the fifth inning. Shoemaker will have to get out Vargas when we come back, as you're watching on MILB TV.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme-night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yep, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number
561-2441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Strike one from Adam Shoemaker into Vargas. It's a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Shoemaker in his 19th game this year for the Green Jackets. The lefty features a fastball, slider, and a changeup. Vargas takes for ball one, high and away.
If Shoemaker's in the zone, the stuff is fantastic. The slider is sharp and can retire righties and lefties alike. But as of late, finding that command, he's been working diligently at getting back to who he is.
Vargas, a swing and a miss. Shoemaker ahead, a ball and two strikes. There's two out as Richie went 4 2/3. He's still with Jesus at first base. He's responsible for him. As Vargas down two strikes, swings at the third. In the dirt, a slider from Shoemaker, and Vargas is out. That's the third of the inning. As the Jackets still down by two as we go to the home half of the fifth.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Down east have shut out the Jackets for the last 15 innings, dating back to Thursday night. Is still on the mound is Davalio. He's retired his last eight. He'll face 6, 7, and 8 as Olslavsky will come to the dish to lead off the frame. He reached on that wild error out in left center field where Cabrera seemed to take it out of the glove of DeJesus.
Yeah, we haven't seen many errors for the Wood Ducks this week, but the ones we have seen have been as strange as can be.
Curveball looped in for strike one. Couple of first pitch curves.
When you have all four working, you can show all four at any time.
There's a fastball, foul tipped, held on by Brock. Davalio, four innings of work, giving up just one hit, three strikeouts, no walks. Now at 43 pitches, he's at 0-2.
From 71 to 92 is just cruel on that change of speed.
Goes to the sweeper on the 0-2 and laying off is Olslavsky. Had a home run in this series, he's 2-for-10. That solo shot is his only RBI. Looking to get some magic here in the fifth as he fouls one back. Stays alive, still a ball and two strikes.
Olsowski would fit right in with his down east offense. Just the way that he fights with two strikes. Never an easy punch out against him. DHing for just the fourth time in his pro career.
It was 2-for-4 two nights ago with the home run. Checks his swing on a sweeper away. Was an undrafted free agent. Spent 3 years at John Hopkins, the D3 school in the Ohio Athletic Conference.
First John Carroll blue streak to ever sign an affiliated contract. And if you think his boys aren't fired up for him back home, you're dead wrong.
John Carroll, excuse me. The curveball is laced foul down the left field line. 3 years at D3, John Carroll was playing in the Prospect League last summer when signed. He's battling here against Davalio.
I faced this kid playing school ball. It's impossible to put him out without getting everything but your best stuff.
Fastball in the air to right, ranging over is Torres, and will make the catch.
It's out number one, but it's a good fight. Six pitches to see and show everything in the repertoire for this bottom half of the order to see the second time. That's as many pitches as he threw in the fourth inning altogether. So anything you can start to string together like that, just try to unsettle Davalio a little bit.
If you're going to fly out to lead off an inning, that's the most productivity we're ever going to see out of one. Good at bat there by Oslavsky as Kern swinging a foul tip for strike one. There's the first pitch heater we've been wanting to see from Davalio. Kern was hunting it, just came up empty-handed.
Little too much sink for him, just right below the bat.
He was one of those mini grounders to short his first time up. Big looping curve. There's a strike, 75 miles an hour. Went from 92 to 75. He's had nothing in two here to Kern. Checks his swing on a sweeper away. We mentioned in the pregame that the sweeper is not going to be thrown in the zone, rather more of a chase pitch. And the Jackets in this inning have done a better job of laying it off.
It can go in the zone, but it so often doesn't that Davalio usually reserves those outside the zone for two strikes like this situation.
And Kern looks at a called strike three, 76 miles an hour, and it touched the bottom side of the zone. And there's two quick outs for Davalio. He's still dealing. 4 2/3 work, giving up just one hit. He struck out four.
There aren't a ton of similarities otherwise, but the more we see him, that curveball reminds me of Adam Wainwright. Just loop it in, tons of movement, just drops out of the sky at a speed that's almost too slow to pick up.
10 in a row sat down. First pitch foul from Noah Williams. It's 2 for 13 with 5 strikeouts in the series.
It's the only fastball Willie's seen so far tonight. One he might want back. Good swing, but not the result he was hoping for.
It'll be the 53rd pitch for Davalio. Another curve that time. It started high and finished low. He's ahead 0-2. He has been mowing down this Green Jackets lineup. Well, the starter's trying to complete five. Bit of a quick pitch there, and Williams chased it. Another 1-2-3, 11 in a row for Davalio, as he keeps the Green Jackets scoreless.
At WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number, even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16. Whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, WellStar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Back here at SRP, it is Adam Shoemaker still out there on the mound. He got one out in that last frame. It was a strikeout of Vargas. He'll face 3, 4, and 5 in the order, with Downey still up 2-0 as we start the sixth frame.
Shoemaker hasn't come in mid-inning very often, but every time he does well. 4 inherited runners this year, has stranded all 4. Now, this is where you get the challenge of starting anew with everybody having seen you already, and in the big part of the zone against a couple righties in a row.
He's going to face the DH tonight, Baker Barroso. Played first base in yesterday's game, but he's back at the 3-hole. He's 0-for-2, grounded a third, and a fly out to center. Playing in his 23rd game with the Wood Ducks, facing the lefty in the first pitch, is off the outside for ball one.
Strikeout numbers are fantastic for Shoemaker. Lefty's a bit worse than righties against him. There's a lot to like, and you see it right there. Everything has good movement, gets some good arm side run on the fastball. The slider is super tight and sharp. If he's in the zone, he can dominate.
Here's the 1-1 from Shoemaker. That's bottom of the zone, but it causes a swing and a miss. Down East with the solo homer in the third. They've hit a home run in every game this series. Coming into today, they had 9 in the last 7 days. There's a strikeout, a great offering by Shoemaker to get his second straight K in his two batters' face.
6-6 frame, high release, good extension, just dropping out of the sky on both the changeup and the slider. Each one goes a different direction horizontally, and they're both effective.
Here's Julian Brock, who's K'd up twice. As I was mentioning, 9 home runs last 7 days for Down East, most in the Carolina League. First pitch foul by Brock. Nobody else has more than 5.
Offense is hot. The weather is hot, too, so the ballpark flies here at SRP like it often does in the summer. Perfect storm of all the good factors for the offense.
0-1 off the end of the bat. Flared into foul territory left side. Giving it a run was Owen, but it does find the grandstand behind the third base dugout. But with that, Shoemaker ahead, nothing in 2. There's 1 away in the inning. He struck out Barroso. Julian Brock trying to avoid his 3rd strikeout of the game. He has struck out now 87 times this season. Grounded a 3rd and foul. Chase one below the zone. Shoemaker has made the Down East Wood Ducks do that time and time again. This is just the 3rd batter he's faced. Still ahead, nothing in 2. Starts his wind in the pitch. That's on the outside. 87 from Shoemaker that time. Down East 9-1 in their last 10. They've won 8 in a row.
Longest winning streak in all of single-A baseball. They're on fire.
Swinging a foul that cannot stay in the mid of Owen.
Shoemaker, for as long of a tenure as he's had here in Augusta, this is his 3rd season. He's still just 21 years of age, turns 22 tomorrow, and there's still plenty of time for him to develop and dream.
That was the first ball on the outside. 1-2. Missed again, low and away.
Drafted out of the Ontario prep ranks, you think about if he would have gone to college instead, this would have been the first year that he was draft eligible. So he would have had 3 years in collegiate development instead of at the pros.
At softly tap right side of the mound, long run for Sanchez. The bare hand not in time. Beating it out was Brock.
Brock's got solid speed for a catcher. Got down the line well, but that was as brilliant a location as you can incidentally put a ball. Sanchez shifted up the middle, past the reach of Shoemaker. That's just perfect.
And Sanchez, the second baseman, is playing deep towards behind second base. A very long run for him. And Brock is the one out base runner. Yermy Cabrera, the center fielder, is 1-for-2. Single and a strikeout, was taking all the way on that first pitch, and it's ball 1.
Talked about it when Olsowski reached on the E8. Sometimes it feels like you're just living right and everything goes your way. Julian Brock's already had a good week, and with that swing, just continues to get better.
The 1-0. Upstairs, 2 balls and no strikes. Cabrera batting .267 in his young single-A career. One of the host of talents that was brought up from the Arizona Complex League prior to this series. Left on left. That's hit well to right field, but foul. That'll enter in towards the vacant bullpen of the Down East Wood Ducks.
It's what the good breaking ball can do. That ended up middle, just perfectly in the center on the 9 box, but because you go from fastball to slider, just changing the locations on Cabrera, he was well out in front on a pitch he would have loved to do some damage on.
He's got 7 strikeouts in the series. Shoemaker with the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch was low and the runner took off. Brock will get to second without a throw.
6 of 11 stealing bases as a catcher, especially the workload he's shouldered for Carlos Maldonado. You're catching 4 times in 5 days and still have the legs fresh enough to take the base. Impressive.
That's his first swipe of the series. The 2-2. Check swing by Cabrera. They'll check to Liana Ricks, and she'll spread her wings. It's ball three from Shoemaker. Runner at second.
Good pitch, better take. Maybe started a little bit closer, entices the swing, but even still, Cabrera wanted the pitch, just strong enough wrist to hold back.
Two runs on six hits for the Woodies. The pitch. Swinging a foul down the first baseline. That one, 81 miles an hour from Shoemaker. First time he's facing Cabrera. The young outfielder playing in his fourth game of the series, his fourth game with Down East. He awaits on the 3-2, and Shoemaker will step off.
Was right on the border of a pitch timer violation as well. Just no reason to give up the automatic ball when you have a disengagement to burn.
Yeah, the ball would have mean a walk. Here's the 3-2. Another check swing. They'll peel again. And he did not go around, so Cabrera, two close check swings, but both of them balls. He'll advance to first on the walk.
That's a tough one, and we've talked about it on here all year. When you have a two-umpire crew and there's a runner out at second, Liana Ricks is standing just to the right of the shortstop, so there is no type of angle to make that call. And umpires are taught, if it's close and you don't have a great angle, they did not swing. You don't want to take the bat out of the hands on a ball you're not sure of.
Guerrero, first pitch swinging and fouls it back. He's another guy playing in his first series with Down East. The brother of Vladdy Jr., of course, the son of Vladdy Sr. Batting stance, very similar to his brother on the Blue Jays. No balls in a strike. Shoemaker is set, looks at the runner at second, and will step off again. Another disengagement.
Bit longer to go through the signs with a man at second. Have to switch into your coded messaging. Just trying to get on the same page as Owen.
0-1. 1-1 after that miss. Guerrero with a blazing hot start to his single-A career. Already with a single in this game. He's got five total hits. Three of them have been for extra bases. Two doubles and a long ball. Home run came on his 18th birthday. As the righty waits on the 1-1. Takes one in the dirt for ball two. Shoemaker struggling to find the zone the last couple of batters. Has a deal with runners at first and second for the Woodies. They're up by two. Just one out here in the sixth.
Sanchez, the second baseman, broke to the bag on the pitch as well. Not sure if there was a missed sign or miscommunication, but there was a wide open right side.
On the outside again. Shoemaker couldn't stick the fastball low and away at 91. He's down three balls and a strike. Third base is open. You're at risk of walking the bases loaded right here. Mejia waits on deck. Here's the offering. Swinging a grounder foul.
That shows you the respect Pablo Guerrero has garnered already five games into his full season career. A 3-1 off-speed pitch at the thighs. You know you can't concede to a man with this type of power, but for an 18-year-old, that's impressive.
3-2. Softly tapped foul territory and will go out of play on the right side. Verdun gave it a look. We'll do the 3-2 again. Double play is in order if Shoemaker can garner a ground ball. He's got a tough customer in Guerrero. Full count offering. That is hit well to left field. Nobody's in the vicinity. It'll drop softly and roll all the way to the corner. Scoring is Brock. Heading for a home is Cabrera. He's going to go first to home on a double. Guerrero strikes again. His third double of his career in just his fifth game. And that tacks two more on for Down East. They lead 4-0.
How many times have we seen that this week? A right-handed hitter out in front of a breaking ball, but hooks it into the left field corner. Noah Williams has been playing deep in the gap all week long. And just time after time, if that space is open, these players have taken advantage. Guerrero's now up to seven RBIs in five games.
Another time that Down East have just slowly tacked on while their pitching staff does some magical work on the mound on the other side. Augusta left with way more questions than answers of this part of the series.
We said it before, Davalio doesn't need much to be great. And now that you've doubled the lead and could potentially more, with still just one out in the inning. He has to be grinning like a Cheshire cat in the dugout right now, just ready and waiting to continue his dominance.
Mejia at the plate, still just one away with a runner at second. Now 4-0 for Down East. The pitch, swinging a foul back. First pitch heater from Shoemaker. Mejia was sitting dead red, but just tapped it back to the screen. He's playing in his fourth game this series. He's got four hits. Down and away.
Haven't been many slouches offensively this week for the Wood Ducks. Everybody's producing. Looks like Liana Ricks wants a new baseball for Shoemaker. We've seen that be a bigger point of emphasis this season. If you go to the mouth to wet the fingers and don't wipe it off properly or do the same with the rosin bag, the ball has to be disposed of. One of those things you can tell it's being preached in the schooling for the young umpires because it's called much more significantly here.
1-1, kick and fire. Below the knees. Two balls and a strike. Last three batters have reached against Adam Shoemaker. A single, a walk, and now a two-run double from Guerrero. Third baseman Mejia takes a strike. Good pitch from Shoemaker. Now 2-2.
This inning's been a lesson on just how quickly things can snowball. Little base hit from Brockley's to the walk, and then the two-strike double from Guerrero wasn't hit hard, but was in the right spot.
Grounder, third base side and foul. Bounces into some fans sitting in the first row.
Still got the umbrellas up for self-defense rather than rain protection. Saw that on a foul ball a couple times. If you've got a way to keep yourself safe, might as well use it.
There's one away, runner at second. Here's the 2-2. Flared into center, barely having to move is Garcia, and he'll make the catch. Guerrero stays put at second base. There's now two down in the inning.
Green Jackets have some movement in the pen. Looks like it might be Heomar Diaz. Appears that that is, in fact, the case. Gio already threw a couple days ago, but had a relatively painless outing through two frames. Wouldn't be a surprise to see him get back going.
First pitch to Pollard. Taken for a strike. First pitch fastball 90 miles an hour from Shoemaker. Pollard is up the ante, now batting 244. Two home runs, 19 RBIs, handful of extra base hits. Swing and a miss there. Nothing in two for Shoemaker. Pollard seemed to catch his stride, had his second home run of the season last night. But he's 0-2. Look at a backwards K in his last time up in the fifth. The 0-2 pitch, high and away. Guerrero venturing pretty far off the bag at second base. Harry Owen had to look him back.
Back-to-back pitches, 90-91 for Shoemaker, trying to end this inning with a bit of extra emphasis.
As hammered foul, heads up to the grassy berm beyond the Green Jackets bullpen. Pollard bats eighth in the order, his 75th game. He's looking for his sixth hit of the series. He's become a veteran. 1-2. Swing and a miss. A strikeout, 88 miles an hour. Shoemaker goes with the fastball, but he gives up two runs in the sixth. It's now 4-0 for Down East.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Cam McGee will lead off against Davalio, who is still dealing. Went down east up 4-0. He's done five punch-outs in five innings, giving up one hit, of course, no runs, no walks as well.
The numbers almost don't do justice to how good he's been all season long. You could see just by the metrics that Green Jackets would have their work cut out for him coming into this game. Live and in living color, he's been even better.
His 55th pitch, fouled back by McGee.
That efficiency you mentioned is arguably the most important and most impressive piece, getting outs with weak contact early.
He has the potential to go a long way in this game. His longest outing was on June 25th. It was against Delmarva, the 0-1, swing and a miss by McGee at a fastball. Seven scoreless innings, allowed just one hit. He took a no-hitter into the seventh in that game. He's given up just one hit tonight, came in the first inning by Verdung. Nothing since then. The 0-2 to McGee. That's hit well, right center field, but getting there in the gap is Torres to make the catch.
Little too much backspin on that, stayed up. That's back-to-back balls to the pole side for Cam McGee. Bit intriguing just given the way he usually likes to approach. He's done a good job with turning on things, just hasn't quite been able to find the grass.
Comes John Hill. 0-2, looking for his first hit in this series. Takes a strike. He stayed at the top of the order now in his 12th game for Augusta. Was part of the Hill, Garcia, and Guanipa call-up. With Guanipa having the day off, he's in the leadoff spot. Swing and a miss. Down nothing in two.
Yeah, that G unit that came up is going to be something fun. And really anything that the Green Jackets get out of them is just icing on the cake as they continue to develop.
Takes a sweeper away. With them all having impressive numbers in the complex league, just a couple of weeks left in the season here at single A. Would expect them back in Augusta at some point. Definitely have the chance to make their name, make their mark here in single A. Fly ball, shallow left. Coming in is DeJesus, out is Vargas, and he'll make the catch. Just in the outfield grass in left center. There's two away again. Davalio working very quickly, very economical. Two quick outs here in the sixth.
Hasn't given up a hit since the first five consecutive hitless frames. Gio Diaz keeping going in the bullpen. The speed in which he's tossing makes you think he might have the seventh.
Garcia 0-2, the lefty. Takes a curveball. That's off the plate. Ball one. Rare to see a first pitch ball out of the right arm of Davalio. He has retired the last 13 batters. Struck out Garcia in the first. Goes back to the curve this time, gets a strike.
13 batters ago, that man to reach came on the E8, so there really hasn't been much against him. Verdung was an infield single. This is as close to total domination as you'll see from a single arm.
The 1-1. That brushes off home plate. Went about 59 feet. Garcia had a great day at the plate yesterday. Started going the opposite way, and it helped him out. Had a double in the first, single in the fifth. Playing center field tonight, of course, with Juanipa getting his day off. The 2-1. Another looping curve and another strike called. 77 miles per hour for Davalio. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Nobody on the base paths for Augusta. Down to their potential final batter in the inning. There's a ball upstairs on a heater. Count is now full into Junior Garcia. Started off slow, starting to heat up. Full count pitch. Curve in the dirt, and he'll take a walk. For Garcia, that's his 10th walk in 13 games. That's one thing he's done very well, his sixth of the series.
Very discerning eye from the left side, especially against right-handed arms. That's just a great at-bat to fall behind, have a couple close takes, win the fight. Six walks out of those 10 coming in this five-game set.
First walk of the day for Davalio. And he's facing Will Verdung. Verdung, of course, the single in the first, the only hit today for Augusta. He looks at a fastball for a first pitch strike. 91 at the knees.
You think after a walk you might see a get me over pitch, something a fastball challenging. Nope, painted at the corner. It's nothing simple, nothing easy against the right-hander.
Verdung's been hitting the ball well this season for Augusta. Has been a mainstay in the order. 56 total hits. 15 of those have been for extra bases. Swings and fouls the 0-1 away. Tabalio had nothing in two. Two outs in the frame. Just gave up a walk, and Garcia's at first. Garcia does have a stolen bag this season. Came in this series. 18-year-old outfielder does have some wheels. See if he takes off. From the stretch, here's the pitch. Another foul ball to the right side by Verdung.
That was the hardest pitch of the night so far that we've seen from the starter. Davalio only up to 93 tonight. But if you can do what he's done, the velocity, not quite as important as the results.
Verdung does a great job getting on base. The 0-2, that's a ground ball foul just outside the bag at third. Mejia was ready to pounce on it. But it will be a foul ball. Stays, no balls and two strikes. 52 walks this year for Verdung. As it stands right now, he's batting 215 on his average, but his on-base percentage is 355.
So much patience. Had a 30-game on-base streak, including every game he played in the month of June. Just finds way to add productivity at the top half of the order.
0-2. Another foul ball. Staying alive. A lot of pitches to work with, down nothing in two, and you can tell Davalio a bit frustrated with Verdung's pestiness at the plate.
Up over 70 pitches now. The rain's starting to come down. That could play an impact as we go along.
Next pitch. Curveball in the air to left. Ranging back is DeJesus, but reels it in before the warning track. So a fly ball out for Verdung and a lengthy at-bat. But the Green Jackets stay scoreless. Down 4-0. We'll be back with a seventh after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Back here at SRP, it's Heomar Diaz taking the mound for the 25th time this season. And here to give you the play-by-play to take us home, Mr. Adcock Howe.
Appreciate it, Mr. Simpson. Heomar Diaz, appearance number 26, a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen in a 4-0 ball game. Marcos Torres, the first man to greet him. And swinging immediately on the ground to Sanchez, bobbles the transfer, but over to Verdung quickly. Rain coming down in sheets, one pitch, one out in the top of the seventh. Wood Ducks working on their second consecutive shutout, up 4-0. Two runs each off the starter, J.R. Ritchie, and then the reliever, Adam Shoemaker. Final line for Shuey, an inning in the third. Two hits, two runs, and a walk. Did strike out three of the four batters retired. Switch hitter Jose DeJesus back at the top of the order. Also first pitch swinging and clobbers it down the left field line. Foul onto the berm. Diaz 1-4, four saves, a 4.63 ERA this year. High strikeout numbers, scoreless in five of his last seven outings. Foul back by DeJesus, nothing in two. is no stranger to adverse weather. Been on the mound for a couple different ball games that have gotten washed or rained upon. Ready for the 0-2. Popped up off the end of the bat. Nobody on the third base side. A long run for McGee, but it's into the dugout anyway. Wilmer De La Cruz had to go diving for cover inside the dugout.
Almost hit him.
There is a contingency of players that always stay at here at SRP Park on the far side of the third base dugout. Fuentes and Polo. De La Cruz has now joined them. It's a contingency that doesn't like to move very often. De La Cruz didn't get that memo from the relief pitchers. He went diving out of danger. De Jesus 2-for-3 tonight. Pair of singles. Breaking ball. Softly hit to short heel. A leaping attempt, and it's off the edge of the glove. Would have been a web gem to start the seventh. Instead, it's a one-out single for De Jesus, his third of the day.
And John Hill, 18 years old, showing off the athleticism there. Almost came up with a fantastic play in the outfield grass. It's about an inch away from the webbing of the glove.
The fact that Hill has the potential to stick it short is what has really brought him onto the scene. The speed is there as well as Vargas steps in. First pitch swinging off the end of the bat down the right field line, and that will fall foul by a matter of inches. Vargas, each of the three true outcomes so far tonight, walk, homer, and strikeout, has a higher batting average than most three true hitters will give you, 274 on the campaign.
Corner outfielder still playing very tight for the Green Jackets. Kern had a long way to run before that one went foul.
Likely would have been three bases and an RBI for Vargas if it stayed fair. Big call and a big shift of the baseball to make the count 0-1. Fastball slider change for Gio. Slider the best of the three pitches. Diaz home goes with that sharp breaking ball. Evens the count at one. Going back to Heel for a brief second. He's worked his way into the fringes of some top 30 conversations. Not on there on pipeline, but the Peach State prospects system have certainly ranked him there. Diaz checks over on the runner to Jesus. Already caught stealing once tonight, shortened up a little bit. But the fact that John Heal is still just 18 years of age, won't be 19 until the middle of May next year. Good speed, good discipline, and good defense. There's a lot more to build on there. Fastball at the knees, 95 for Diaz. Gio, 21 years of age, out of Bonnie in the Dominican Republic. In his first full season here with Augusta, more often than not, he's been a very strong and consistent piece of this bullpen. Fastball cracked into left field. That'll roll all the way to the wall past Williams. De Jesus burning around second. He'll get the stop sign at third. Ashedri Vargas continues to dominate here at SRP Park.
Yeah, didn't miss that one over the plate, but a great job from Williams. Again, playing sort of poolside in left center field, and did a great job to get to the base of the wall quickly to keep De Jesus at third.
Willie got there quick, and that saved an RBI. Would have been Vargas's seventh of the week, but Ashedri continues to rack up the extra base hits. He's now 10 for 21 against the Green Jackets. Two men in scoring position, one out for Baker Barroso, brings the infield in all the way around. Diaz still from the stretch slider on the inner half. Davalio up over 70 pitches now, and there was some stretching in the bullpen for the Wood Ducks. Nobody up at the moment. Everybody that had been stretching has sat down, but something to keep an eye on. Nothing in one, slider through the left side, base hit. De Jesus scores easily. Vargas will stop at third. RBI single for Baker Barroso, his third of the week.
As the rain's coming down, down east pouring it on. And they have not missed the last three pitches they've seen. That would have been over the plate. Single by De Jesus, double by Vargas, and then Barroso able to knock in Jose De Jesus with that liner to left.
Wasn't a center cut slider, but stayed above the knees a little too long, and Barroso doing a solid job. He was decently far up in the right-handed batter's box, attacking the ball before it broke away from the plane. Julian Brock incredibly deep from the right side. Fastball low. Brock's 1-for-3 with a run scored.
First six batters in the order for down east have wreaked havoc tonight.
All six of them on base at least once. All six of them have gotten past first at least one time. Slider outside, 1-1. Rain continues to dump here at SRP Park. Diaz hasn't had the breaking ball command as spotless as it usually is. That's not entirely rain dependent. Diaz threw multiple innings just a couple nights back. Slider swung through. That's the best breaking ball we've seen so far, 2-1. Diaz, in the final day of July, got the outing on Wednesday. 2 innings, 2 hits, 4 strikeouts in a run. But it's the exact same starting nine, so everybody's getting another chance to see him. 2-1 over top for Brock to even the count. Vargas is now 2-for-2 against Heomar Diaz with a home run and a double. That long ball against Gio, the first since the beginning of June that he's allowed. Men at the corners, Wood Ducks have already added to their lead, made it 5-0. Fourth game out of five, the Wood Ducks are of double digits in the hit column, 10-1 on the hits. 2-2. Slider, well struck down the right field line, but that will quickly hook off the backside of the wall. Bouncing up near the far side of the Wood Duck bullpen. Tomorrow in the series finale, it's a 5-0-5 start. Green Jackets will send David Rodriguez, the 15th round pick from last year, his second appearance and first start at the single-A level, against the right-hander Jose Gonzalez. 2-2. On the ground, up the middle, heel, a lunging attempt, can't make the play. It's into left center. Barroso trying to go first to third. Williams' throw is on target, and they got him. Barroso's taken down for the second out. Got a bit greedy. It's an RBI single for Julian Brock. He advances to second on the throw. 2 runs in the inning make it 6-0. Back-to-back multi-run innings for the Wood Ducks. Just making that deficit more and more insurmountable for Augusta.
Back-to-back singles for Brock as well. That time it drove in a run.
Each of the last four batters have reached. Yeremy Cabrera takes a fastball outside. Jose Marcano headed down to the bullpen once more. Marcano is the backup catcher tonight with Jacob Gottman having been sent up to Rome. Green Jackets getting another arm moving. 1-0 fastball on the outside corner. Maybe a little bit off, but gets the call. Nevertheless, 1-1. That looks like Albert Rivas, who's starting to get up in Augusta's pen. Jackets have now used every arm available at their disposal, save for Rodriguez. In the dirt with a change, 2-1. Jackets a shortened pitching staff right now, just 14 arms available. After L.J. McDonough and Adam Meyer are both promoted to Rome already this week. There's still two arms we haven't seen besides tomorrow's starter for Down East. That'd be the left-handed reliever Justin Sanchez and Ivan Oviedo, the righty. 2-1 to Cabrera. Fastball hit over the head of Verdung and into the right field corner. The barrel party continues. Brock coming around to score. Into second, Cabrera, a stand-up double. Pouring it on against Diaz. 3 straight RBIs, 5 straight hits, 7-0.
The Wood Ducks have had some cheap hits in this game, but not in this inning. They've all been hit hard and on a line.
106 off the bat of Cabrera. 2-for-3 today on base 3 times. He's been more than welcome at the Carolina League dinner table. 5-for-16. Couple RBIs. Half a dozen runs scored almost. Rivas continues to go as Harry Owen goes out for the meeting at the mound. Another long layoff for Davalio. We'll see if that has any impact on the plans for the Wood Ducks.
Got nothing stirring in their bullpen right now. Other than that last inning, he's been extremely efficient. Still below 75 pitches through 6 innings.
First pitch to Pablo Guerrero. Big bounce on the breaking ball to third. McGee had to wait and fires to first in time. 5 straight hits here in the top of the seventh. The Wood Ducks add 3 more to the total. And at the stretch at SRP, it's Wood Ducks 7, Green Jackets 0.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
For the second time this season, starter going out for inning number 7, David Davalio has been fabulous. One hit, one walk, and 5 strikeouts across 6 scoreless. 7 runs on 12 hits for Down East. They continue to be one-sided. Action in both bullpens. Harry Owen leading off the bottom of the 7th. Fastball on the inside corner, nothing and one as the rain continues to fall. Owen a pop-up to first, a ground out to short tonight. Fastball below the knees, 1-1. Wilver Dung's the only man that's not hitless at an infield single back in the first. 0-234 on the season. Breaking ball, curveball slipped out of the hand and looked like Davalio might have slipped on the release as well. Immediately went staring down at his landing spot, and that ball was nowhere close.
And a long layoff, also a lot of rain fell during that layoff. Mound's going to be a lot more damp than he last remembers.
Certainly the case. 2-1. Fastball in on the hands. Bounced out to shortstop. Vargas had to wait back. Time with the catcher running. He'll put away Owen.
Vargas has had a good amount of errors in this season, but he has had great judgment on a lot of tricky ground balls this series. Impressive from the young shortstop.
Luis Sanchez is up 0-2. We do have one piece to note for the Wood Ducks. Sources, and by sources we mean our trusty video coordinator Lyle Pfingst, saying there were 3 unreported transactions by the Wood Ducks front office. And so Down East made a series of moves in their bullpen today. Luis Sanchez through the right side for a base hit. First since the first inning for Augusta. Sanchez 1-for-3. Those 3 moves for the Wood Ducks. Closer Brian Magdaleno headed up to High A Hickory. Kai Winyard went up yesterday. We knew that. Alberto Mota went up as well, another reliever. And the unseen Ivan Oviedo skipping Hickory entirely. He's headed up to Double A Round Rock, and after the debacle they had last night, and it's probably some reinforcements needed. Slider strike 1 on Joe Olsovsky. For those of you not privy to what happened down in Round Rock, benches cleared, 6 ejections. Wasn't a pretty picture in the Texas League. Olsovsky check swing, appeal out to second. Did not go 1-1.
Oh, Frisco and San Antonio, a lot of bad blood, and it boiled over the other night.
Round Rock is AAA, pardon me on that. So there was some movement from AA to AAA and AAA to AA as a result. Olsovsky pops it up, foul 1-2. But there were heavy transactions coming, including a couple suspensions for the AA club. And that has just made things, what is already a transaction-heavy time period, even more activated. 1-2. Slider just off the inside corner. That was right at the knees. Time is called. Olsovsky uses his timeout. So that, for the moment, shortens the bullpen for Down East. Left-hander throwing is Justin Sanchez. 2-2 with an out in the 7th. Strike 3 swinging on the changeup. Right on right with that split change. Haven't seen it often, but when we have, it's been deadly. 6 punch-outs for Davalio.
Yeah, he picks the right time to use it as well. Tunnels it well with the fastball. Sometimes when you're expecting off speed, you're expecting the sweeper, and that might be the last pitch he throws that split change.
83 pitches for Davalio. That's right up to where he's been. He will not go seven, but he goes 6 2/3 into the seventh for the second time. Sanchez will be coming on, and a phenomenal performance for David Davalio. We step away on the Green Jacket Baseball Network back in 90 seconds.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
To the bullpen for the first time go the Wood Ducks. Over the last couple nights, the pen has been fabulous for Down East, and they bring in the 20-year-old southpaw Justin Sanchez. 18th round pick back in 2022 out of Monsignor McClancy High School in East Elmhurst. Brooklyn native who's been solid this year, 13 games, 12 out of the bullpen. He'll see Cade Kern as the first man. Kern out in front of the off-speed, nothing and one. Cade a ground out and a strikeout. Appearance number 12 here in Down East for Sanchez, 5.51 ERA. Back to the change has Kern lunging. Sanchez takes off on the ball in the dirt. Bad idea. Ball didn't get far from Brock, and he takes away Sanchez. Jackets get a hit for the first time since the first inning, but an out on the bases puts another zero on the board. Seven scoreless for Augusta's offense, and we head to the eighth.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
To the top of the eighth we go, and another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Albert Rivas coming on for the second time this week. 21-year-old right-hander, fastball, slider, and changeup. Sixth appearance for the Green Jackets, a 6.52 ERA. Rivas was solid a couple nights ago. Two innings, two hits, and a run, or two and a third scoreless, pardon me. PMR Diaz battered around in the top of the seventh, and now Esteban Mejia leads off the eighth. First pitch breaking ball out in front for strike one. 7-0 Wood Ducks in the top of the eighth as they look for their ninth straight win. Off speed once more, 0-2 on Esteban Mejia. Check swing, and they're going to say he didn't go around. My Lord. That's not what the naked eye showed us. Ball and a strike on Esteban Mejia, so we apologize for the incorrect count. Fastball, fouled straight back. First heater of the night for Rivas, 1-2. Now we're at two strikes.
Facing the part of the order for the Wood Ducks that have been very dry offensively. Nothing in the bottom third of that lineup tonight.
0-for-9 with 5 Ks combined. Mejia looking to change that. Breaking ball called, strike three. Two balls off the outside corner. That's the farthest we've seen Dominic Romero expand tonight. And a beneficial call for Albert Rivas to start off.
He picked a good time to expand the zone as well. Was beautifully placed and was in that little danger zone where it's too close to take for Mejia. Surprised he didn't try and fight it off.
Chandler Pollard 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts and a flyout. Fastball tipped into the mitt on a mighty swing from the second baseman.
He's trying to time up that first pitch fastball, something he did yesterday to get a solo shot to lead off a frame.
There aren't a ton of drafted players on this roster for Down East, but the ones that are here have been effective. Pollard fouls it back, 0-2. And with all of them being day two or later picks and a handful of them having come in day three, Pollard was late in the draft back in 2022. It's impressive on the Rangers organization to have taken their time with some of their projects, and they're starting to pay off. Slider off the end of the bat, but Pollard stays alive.
Yeah, good mix of international free agents from a couple years ago, and also you have these late-round day two draft picks that have started to pan out. A lot of time in single A for some of these guys, and you can tell they're in a groove.
Pollard pops it up on the right side. Sanchez calling everybody off, drifting to his left, makes the play. Two up, two down for Rivas to start off the top of the eighth. Green Jackets looking for a zero would be the first one posted by the bullpen in three tries. Marcos Torres 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts and a ground out. Green Jackets trail by 7 with 6 outs to play with. Fastball low and in. Augusta just trying to avoid their second consecutive shutout. Haven't scored since Thursday night's 6-4 loss. They put up 2 runs in the bottom of the 7th. Breaking ball pulled off of by Torres, 1-1. Rivas won't blow it by you. Fastball flirts with 90, but good movement on 3 pitches and solid command. 1-1 breaking ball, chopped down the first baseline, foul. It can be a tough learning curve for some of these pitch-to-contact arms. The offensive weapons are a lot higher here at this single-A level, but Rivas is starting to find some rhythm, it appears.
Yeah, and especially with Rivas pitching to contact, and that allows him to stay aggressive and really pepper the zone. We've seen that right here, keeping them on their heels.
Young arms that work like that eventually have to adjust. Rivas has started to do so. 1-2 changeup. Foul down the right field line once again.
He's making Torres swing, and he's not getting a lot of fastballs as a 9-hole hitter. He's already struck out twice today. So it's a good job by Rivas, really working with what he has.
Looking to set down the side in order for just the second time tonight. 1-2 from Rivas. Low and inside to even the count. Good off-speed pitch, went to the breaking ball, narrowly evading the inside corner.
That was another one of those where it's a good pitch, just even a better take by Torres.
Torres straight up and down from the left side, high target, 2-2. Fastball tipped into the mitt, strike three. Two punch-outs and a 1-2-3-8 for Albert Rivas comes on and continues to impress. Green Jackets will get their first full inning look at Justin Sanchez when we come back in the bottom half.
At WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, WellStar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league.
Justin Sanchez did not need to retire a batter to get out of the seventh. Luis Sanchez getting over-aggressive on a dirt ball read and was thrown out 2-6 on the putout from Brock DeVargas. Had two strikes on Cade Kern at the time. Kern back to work, takes the off-speed outside. Haven't seen the fastball yet. Change up and a couple sliders from the left side for Justin Sanchez. Behind 1-0 on the right-hander Kern. Late on fastball number one. 90 miles an hour right down the middle, but the long, slow swing of Cade Kern came up a bit empty. Over a hit per inning against Sanchez, but over a strikeout per inning as well. Good take by Kern, 2-1. Green Jackets trying to muster something late. Two balls and a strike. Big swing on a fastball out to center field. Cabrera chasing over towards the gap. Puts away Kern for out number one.
Yeah, caught up to the fastball. Cabrera, though, got a great jump to his left. Fantastic first step out in center field. Read it perfectly. And Kern, there's a lot of positives to take away from that at-bat. Green Jackets still struggling to muster up some base traffic late in this ballgame.
Two hits for Augusta, both of which came against the starter, David Davalio. 6 2/3, two hits, two walks, and six strikeouts. Noah Williams takes a called strike one. Williams has seen seven pitches. All of them have been strikes. Struck out twice from the left side against Davalio. Switch hitter now from the right side. Gets tied up on the breaking ball, 0-2. Looking to put something in play for the first time. Sanchez coming home. Outside ball one. Looking to bring that slider in through the back door, a little unsuccessful. Sanchez has been working quickly. From the belt, the 1-2. In the dirt, four consecutive off-speed pitches against Noah Williams. Justin battled some injuries this year, but back now healthy, just reassigned off the injured list on July 30th. Fastball fouled away.
Sanchez, another one of those late-round draft picks out of Brooklyn, New York. It's taken a while to really catch his speed, but he's been very solid out of the pen, especially for down east in 2024. This is his 12th appearance. He's positive on his decisions, 3-2.
Williams goes chasing the changeup, and three strikeouts for Noah Williams. First punch out for Justin Sanchez. Three outs on two batters for the lefty. Sanchez missing about 6 weeks at the start of the second half with an injury. Undisclosed at this juncture, but good to see him back at full health, or at least close to it. Cam McGee's 0-2 with two flyouts to right. Sanchez was pulled away from a University of South Florida commitment in the 18th round by Texas. Fastball up and in, ball one. Not a ton of time, just five games in his first year and a half in pro ball. Coming along slowly but surely, but the developmental stage has gone well. Breaking ball centers up on Cam McGee, 1-1. Slider froze Cam. Not a place you want to replicate if you're Sanchez, but gets away with it for strike one. Big swing on a slider, high and tight, 1-2.
And he's kind of just made his own coming out the pen, has not got many starts in his pro career. Off speed heavy. Seems like he's been pitching everybody backwards in the Green Jackets order. Especially the left on left.
1-2. Fastball, strike three. When you use your heater as a secondary, those are the swings you get. Side retired with a couple strikeouts, and Justin Sanchez keeps the scoreless streak going for the Down East pitching. To the ninth we go, 7-0.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
On to the ninth, 7-0 Down East. I'm Noah Adcock Howeth. He's Graham Simpson. Really thought you were going to be some good luck this week.
I was trying my best. Offense hasn't been the greatest this week.
You were built to control the pitching staff. Jose De Jesus leading off the ninth. First pitch swing back up the middle. How about a four-hit day in your first week for Jose De Jesus?
And he is hitting on all cylinders. And he loves the first pitch.
Just impressive. We've seen it from the G unit on the Green Jacket side. Coming up from the complex to single A, offensively, not an easy task. But if you look at what DeJesus has done, Cabrera and Guerrero as well, they're making it look like a simple transition. Eshedri Vargas takes a slider outside. Sanchez 4-for-5 today, 9-for-19 this week. On base 10 times in 20 tries, a .500 on base percentage, 5 games into his full season career.
Now, the Rangers waited a bit to bring up their young guys than the Braves did.
Down the center, 1-1.
And there, you don't know if that extra 2 weeks in the complex league helps. You know, these guys that just came up for Down East are going to even out their averages at some point. But the Braves a little bit more eager with their young guys, and they've been struggling at the plate. Not the case for Down East.
1-2, three consecutive off-speed. All three players on both sides with these respective trios had very similar and similarly impressive numbers. It's not as though one was supremely dominating the complex and the other was not. It's just been how the cookie has crumbled. Vargas chasing a sharp slider for strike three. Third punch out for Albert Rivas sets down Vargas on strikes for the second time tonight. One on, one out for Albert Rivas.
When Rivas doesn't get hit on the first pitch he throws in the at-bat, he tends to have a really good pitch sequence. There was another case there to Vargas, who has been a tough batter to quiet down.
Vargas has been here all year, and the offensive profile continues to impress. Baker Barroso takes outside. Barroso 1-for-4, an RBI single his last time up. Was the third of five straight men at the top of the order to reach against Heomar Diaz with one out. Fastball popped out of play.
Now, Vargas has big league talent, and they're still waiting for that glove to come around, but he has been very solid at shortstop in the five games of this series.
That's a strange piece. You look at the numbers, you see where the error total is, and you don't expect is the dominance of the glove we've seen from Vargas. Slider off the outside corner gets the call, 1-2. Eshedri Vargas has played shortstop five straight games, and he has looked like he could stick there long term. It has been impressive to watch him go to both sides, come forward, everything he's done. Rivas is impressing as well. Four strikeouts, just the one single. Albert Rivas is proof that if you stay patient, the numbers continue to improve as you get more and more acclimated to the full season level. Albert's retired five of the six batters he's faced.
Yeah, back-to-back strikeouts, back-to-back two-strike pitches of that slider away to the righties, which they've chased out of the zone.
Tunneling well with the fastball. Front door breaking ball gets the call on Julian Brock. Brock 2-for-4, two strikeouts, two singles, and two runs scored. Once J.R. Richie got out of here, Julian Brock was the number one fan of that decision. Perfect sense. Fastball chopped towards the third base dugout. Rivas looking to work around the leadoff single and post his second consecutive zero. Jackets will be at the top of their order against Sanchez. Oh, 2 on Julian Brock. Slider a little too far outside. Might as well try for it. Same exact pitch that struck out Vargas and Barroso. Brock learning from the mistakes of his peers. Quick pitch on the 1-2 outside, and that was very close to being a balk. Rivas just blew through the stop sign on the mound.
And trying to catch Brock off guard. Brock's a very heady hitter.
2-2, target at the knees. It's a fastball upstairs, and that will run the count full. Brock, three straight takes from 0-2 to 3-2. DeJesus will be on the move. 28 RBIs for Brock, three this week. He'll use his timeout and reset. Rivas trying to go scoreless through the eighth and ninth. And time is called. There is the balk. Went back to it. Not going to get away with it twice. It was a hanging slider, so maybe a good thing for him that it didn't get called a pitch. DeJesus moves up to second. Not likely to be in motion now, but 90 feet closer to scoring.
Might be a makeup call on that balk.
Brock pops the slider up. Another one down the middle on the breaking ball that Brock pulls off of.
First one looked way more like a balk than that one did.
We talked about it when we saw a couple different relievers do that on Wednesday. It's not something that gets called often, but you can't get away with it a ton. Another slider, another pop-up.
Davalillo got away with it to end it at frame earlier in his start. It's becoming strategy for a lot of these pitchers to start a quick pitch, especially with two strikes.
Use the timing to your advantage. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. Fouled away. We'll do it again.
But a guy like Brock, as smart as he is at the plate, it's tough to get in his head or catch him off guard with any sort of pitch.
There hasn't been much about the game of the Wood Ducks that we haven't been intrigued and impressed by. There's a reason the Fred Nats continue to check over their shoulder with Down East coming up quickly on their heels in the second half standings. Fastball into right center field. Garcia was playing that way. And a lunging catch for Junior Garcia. Long run, but he got there. Smooth strides to put away Julian Brock in the lengthy battle. Pair of scoreless for Albert Rivas. To the bottom of the ninth we go.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Bottom of the ninth on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. We've appreciated having you with us all night and all week. It's been a one-sided ball game and a one-sided series, unfortunately, for the home fans. Green Jackets on the wrong end of a 7-0 deficit. It's already a franchise record losing streak that we have been determined not to touch on. Augusta still trying to find some magic. See if they can build some momentum against Justin Sanchez. Heel, Guanipa, and Verdung at the top. John Heel, a strikeout, ground out, and pop up 0-for-3. He's hitless on the week. Had some solid contact early. Does have a couple walks and a couple steals as well. Shortstop at the bat. Big swing on a first pitch fastball. A little bit late.
First time we've seen a first pitch fastball from Sanchez.
Good arm side run on the heater. Heel deep in the right-handed box. Below the zone, 1-1. We've seen players on a couple different programs so far this season approach with similar mindsets as Sanchez and have equal levels of success. Heel, a big bouncer to third. Short hop played well by Mejia. Left side of the infield continues to impress. Out number one.
Yeah, that was an insanely good play by Mejia. Took one big hop and one short hop. He was able to snare it there as he tiptoed into the infield grass. And, of course, he always has a good throw over to first. And, again, it's been a vacuum-sealed left side of the infield.
I like that. Nothing in two with a walk. Junior Garcia, the only free pass drawn against David Davalio. Left on left for the first time. Softly hit out to short. Vargas coming on, going over, and putting away Garcia. A lot of ground balls tonight, and Augusta's down to their final out.
On the verge of winning 9 straight. Both the Frednets and Carolina won tonight. So they'll stay 3.5 back if they're able to get this final out. But they're still applying pressure. Now in third in the North Division, they leapfrog Salem with a win 2 nights ago. They're playing their best ball of the summer.
Got to get hot at the right time. That's what they're doing. Will Verdung, bouncer, where else? Left side. Vargas to first. And 9 straight wins are in the book for the Down East Wood Ducks. A rapidly played 9 innings, and the Green Jackets are shut out for the second consecutive ball game. 6 2/3, flawless from David Davalio. Justin Sanchez right behind him retires all 7 batters without a hitch. Few ground balls off the bat, 3 in the 9th inning, and 7-0 is your final. 7 runs on 13 hits with an error for Down East. They leave on 6. 1 in 6 different frames. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 3 left on for the Green Jackets. Davalio gets the win. He now advances to 6-1 on the season. J.R. Ritchie falls to 1-2. Allowed 2 earned runs in 4 2/3, including a solo shot to a Shedry Vargas. But that was enough already. And the Green Jackets bullpen allowing a handful of insurance runs, 2 off of Shoemaker and 3 off of Diaz, to leave little doubt to the final result.
Yeah, it was just fantastic pitching once again for the Wood Ducks. Like 2 nights in a row, they've thrown 2 pitchers, and they've gotten 2 shutouts in those 2 games. Yesterday, the Wood Ducks threw 9 innings of lefties. Today, the righty Davalio sliced and diced in his 6 2/3, and then they threw Sanchez 2 1/3, the lefty, to seal the deal for the victory.
Win streak goes up to 9 for Down East. They're now 53-45 on the year, and in the second half up to 19-15 with the loss for Augusta, 36-62, 9-24 in the second half. Still looking for the first win since the All-Star break. The G-Unit has not seen a win. Gil Juanipa and Garcia still looking for their first victory since being called up. Over the next couple days, have to figure they won't be alone, that trio along with De La Cruz and Rodriguez, in terms of folks that make their way up to Augusta. Brace yourselves for an onslaught in the next week or two. It's sooner rather than later. This is right around the time where the Braves started calling up draftees in 2023. It's usually the day three players first, especially with the way that the Atlanta drafts, where it's position players late of the veteran variety. That's how we got Cade Kern and Will Verdung and others last season. Then some of those pitchers from day two start to trickle in. Day one was Caden Horton and Cam Caminiti, a pair of lefties. You're more likely to see Horton than Caminiti, but at this point, we're just on speculation. Caminiti's so young, there's no reason that we will have a certain answer. David Rodriguez gets his first professional start tomorrow, or at least first full start televised and at the single-A level against Jose Gonzalez. Rodriguez had phenomenal strikeout numbers at the junior college ranks at San Joaquin Delta College. Was decent in both the FCL and in his first appearance against Myrtle Beach, and he'll take on an offense that we have not been able to say enough positive things about this week.
Yeah, just extra base hit after extra base hit. They continue their homer streak. They've homered in all five games of the series, something that Rodriguez is going to have to work on and try and keep that offense quiet, and nobody has been able to do that yet for Augusta. They have a good chance with the game tomorrow to end on a high note.
Things haven't been easy the last couple days offensively for the Green Jackets. Jose Gonzalez, it doesn't get a lot more so. Record-wise, Gonzalez is 2-6. That would give you some hope, but a 2.08 ERA and 100 strikeouts in 73 and two-thirds. Far and away the team leader in Ks to just 15 walks. Gonzalez, in the early part of the season especially, got next to no run support. Now with what the offense is doing, he has to feel incredibly confident as they try to go to a 10-game win streak for the Wood Ducks. There's something about this squad that is just putting the pieces together at the right time. It has a feeling to what we saw last year in the Carolina League with the Charleston River Dogs, who are doing the same thing again this year. Charleston's won the Carolina League title three consecutive seasons.
Yeah, it seems like every time we talk about a probable pitcher for Down East, it's somebody that is absolutely disgusting and has great numbers. And it's just been time and time again a song that we've been singing throughout the entire week, and that's going to be a case again tomorrow as the Green Jackets going to have to change slightly to their approach, try to strike out a little less, protect the plate more, and get some run support for their starter, something that they needed to get for J.R. Ritchie, and they failed to do so today. They have a good chance to bounce back tomorrow and finally get a win.
5:05 start, 4:55 live time here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Rodriguez versus Gonzalez. After this, just two more homestands. Green Jackets will attempt to brave the tropical storm next week and head to Charleston. But we've got one more here and one more chance for the Wood Ducks. See if they can get the six-game sweep of the Green Jackets. Partner, it's been a pleasure to have you on the air the last couple days.
Of course. Thank you, Noah, for the games, and hopefully we can bring some wins tomorrow. But appreciate all you've done this last week. Been working hard behind the scenes. And a lot of people don't know it that are watching the MILB TV, but you do a great job.
See, this is why we bring you on. Let them talk it up just a little bit. 2 hours and 13, your final time. 35.92 was the crowd here at SRP. Green Jackets continue to be top two in the league in attendance, and we hope to see some folks out here tomorrow night for one last chance here this week. For Graham Simpson, Wes Cooper, and our entire crew, I'm Noah Adcock. With 7-0 is your final. Down East with win number 9 straight and win number 5 in 5 tries against the Augusta Green Jackets. We will see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much.